From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A Chinese pro-democracy dissident who's now in prison is the winner of this year's Nobel Peace Prize. NPR's Rob Gifford says Liu Xiaobo is being honored for what the Nobel Committee calls his long and nonviolent struggle for fundamental human rights in China.
54-year-old Liu Xiaobo has been an ardent advocate for peaceful, gradual political change in China for decades. Most recently, he co-authored a document called Charter 08, which demanded greater freedoms and an end to the Chinese Communist Party's political dominance. Given a brief trial last year, Liu was convicted of subversion and sentenced to 11 years in prison. In awarding the Peace Prize, Norwegian Nobel Committee Chairman Torbjørn Jagland said Liu Xiaobo was a symbol for the fight for human rights in China.
China's
NPR News, Beijing.
China's government is sharply criticizing the Nobel announcement, saying that giving the Nobel Peace Prize to Liu Xiaobo is an obscenity that violates the principles of the Nobel Committee. 15 people are dead in northern Afghanistan after a powerful blast ripped through a mosque where people had gathered for prayers. More than 20 others were injured. Among the dead, the governor of an Afghan province. Police say he was the likely target of the attack. The area has been the scene of escalating violence amid intensified operations by NATO and Afghan forces in recent days. Police in Karachi, Pakistan, have tightened security following the attack on a popular Sufi Muslim shrine that killed 8 people and wounded more than 60 others. After the attack, angry mobs took to the streets, setting fire to buses and piles of tires. The Labor Department will have the latest readout on unemployment in the U.S. this morning. Economists are expecting that new hiring in the private sector will be offset by a loss of temporary census jobs. But even though analysts say the employment picture is improving slowly, Americans who have been unemployed for months or years find that hard to believe. NPR's Paul Brown spoke with one of them.
Mark Beckett of Columbia, South Carolina, is 44 years old. For years, he was a successful distribution center manager at a department store chain. He says he got great performance reviews. Then the economy nosedived. His company cut back. He's been out of work since February of last year. He wants to stay in Columbia, but now...
Basically, my job search is nationwide.
Beckett says he's living primarily on savings and investments. He knows that can't go on forever. A lot of his job searching now is online, with no luck so far.
Of the hundreds of positions I've applied for, I've had one phone interview.
But he says he's an optimistic person who believes things will eventually get better. Paul Brown, NPR News.
The environmental group Greenpeace is warning of what it calls surprisingly high levels of arsenic and mercury in the red sludge that leaked from a burst reservoir in Hungary. But Hungarian officials are insisting pollution levels from the sludge that made it to the Danube River have subsided and don't present any environmental risk. This is NPR News. President Obama is stepping up appearances at campaign events with less than a month to go before the congressional elections. NPR's David Schaefer reports Mr. Obama spoke at a rally in Chicago last night for the Democratic candidate for Senate for the seat once held by the president.
An enthusiastic crowd of about 400, many of them familiar faces, welcomed President Obama back to Chicago.
Hello, Chicago! It's good to be home.
The president used the occasion to recall the emotional celebration in his hometown on election night 2008, but quickly added that that was only the start of a mission to make change happen.
And I'm back today because 2 years later, the success of that mission is at stake.
Mr. Obama says the mission now depends on the outcome of hotly contested races, such as fellow Democrat Alexei Janulius's bid for the president's former Senate seat. Sensing an opportunity for a huge symbolic victory in Illinois, Republicans have been pouring money in support of moderate GOP Congressman Mark Kirk. David Schaefer, NPR News, Chicago.
A Russian Soyuz spacecraft with a U.S. astronaut and 2 Russian cosmonauts aboard is on its way to the International Space Station after a successful launch from Kazakhstan.
3, 2, 1, fueling tower separates, and booster ignition, and liftoff. Liftoff of the Soyuz rocket as Alexander Kalyri, Scott Kelly, and Oleg Skripochka begin their journey to the International Space Station.
American Scott Kelly will be joined at the orbiting outpost by his twin brother, Mark, who's also a NASA astronaut. He'll be flying on a space shuttle mission set for February. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News, in Washington.
Support for